Right, so Tip TV Finance, we're here with Ryan Littleston, who is Director and Trading Analyst for Forex Live. How are you today, Ryan?
I'm very good, Zach. Yourself?
Very well. I've reached a life milestone and I'm only halfway there, really, now.
Yeah.
Another 50 years to go.
Halfway to the Queen's letter, yeah.
Right, so, you're the cable man, aren't you? It's right in the middle of range. Doing that, this is like it's closed.
Yeah, we're not seeing any big breakouts, and that's keeping traders on both sides pretty even between the buyers and sellers. You know, obviously you've probably got some big heavy shorts in there from the Brexit drop, and they're finding quite a few buyers on the dips now. So the market's found a nice balance. So we're just pretty much sitting back and waiting for the next big move to happen.
But if anything, up rather than down at the moment, is that what it looks
like? I believe so. You know, we've seen this week, the last few weeks, you know, everyone was worried about the Brexit effect on the pound, you know, straight after the vote. Everyone panicked, the economy is going to collapse. It's sort of the PMIs or the survey expectations collapsed. Everyone thought, here we go. You know, 2 months later, here we are, and the data's springing back already. And it doesn't mean we're any better than we were. We've had a big dip and we've had a big jump, and now we're pretty much level where we were. But a lot of people are now coming to the conclusion that the Brexit vote initially wasn't as big as what they expected it to be on the economy.
Yeah, but doesn't that mean the 10 or 15 cents that we lost on cable, or you know, the 5 pence on the euro, whatever it was, was the wrong move? I mean, it wasn't really justified.
I certainly think it was a big, big, big overreaction, but the price speaks for itself, and it's not clawing its way back up there. You know, one of the big levels I've had my eye on for a while is the 135 level, because that was a pretty big level on the way down, and we've come close to it, but we're not getting anywhere near it. And if you look at it on a technical basis, the 38.2 fib of the Brexit move is somewhere up at 138 or something. So there's a long way to go before, you know, you really start shaking out some of these shorts.
So it really is, it still is actually a weak market. It's a market that is fearful and cautious,
yeah,
and everything else. And
even
though the near term looks quite solid, I mean, even if it was a really weak market, it would still retrace to 38 and then come back down again.
Yeah, you'd expect
we can't even do that.
We can't even do that. I mean, we know things and there's unknown things, and the big picture is the unknown things. You know, we've seen the data, we've seen the short-term reaction to Brexit vote. The real unknown is now what happens now. What happens when we push forward with Article 50? What happens to the economy over the long term? What happens to inflation? And that's where the sellers are keeping the market down, because they're saying, you know what, you may have won this round and the data hasn't been too bad, but come and speak to us in a year's time when the economy may be collapsing then, you know. So, and it's all about power, and the shorts and the sellers have got the power, and they're not letting the pound go up at all.
Let's have a look at the chart that you brought in, a four-hour chart, I believe. So that is, it's like a reversal formation, is it like a double-headed inverted head and shoulders, something like that?
Yeah, something like that, if you're one for the patterns, yep. I'm more interested in the double bottom you can see there between July and August. You know, that gives you a good sense that, okay, this is as far as we're going to let this drop, and we're going to start buying those dips. And you can see the trend from August has been, you know, creeping up, but we hit that top side into 134, approaching 135, and, you know, the sellers say, you know, that's as far as we're going to let you go. That should confirm the fib I was on about. You can probably see it yours side, Zach. Is it 136 or 138? I can't recall.
A little bit blurred on my side. But basically, bottoming out and possibly towards the 138.
Yeah, so if you're trading it, I mean, I like to, as well as trading today, I like to look at the wider picture. And for me, the wider picture is trading off those levels at the bottom and positioning yourself against that 135 level, and if it breaks either of those, then you go with a break, because that's probably going to bring in the next trend and the next big move if either one of those go. And then intraday you scale down and you look at the closer levels. We can see another one down there towards the bottom, that pink line, and those are levels you look at.
And I mean, is this just literally only on hold because of the Fed?
Yeah, I think that's actually could potentially give us a good trade. Because, as we can see from that upward trend, that the market is now sort of pricing out the immediate risk to the pound. So we're in an uptrend, and if the Fed do surprise with a hike on next week, that could potentially be a very good dip to fade in a currency like the pound, because it's not going to change the landscape for the UK, it's not going to change the BOE's mind. It's going to inject some volatility on the dollar side, And the reality is, even if the Fed hikes, are they going to then hike 2-3 more times between now and mid-2017? The chances are they're not. It's taken them potentially 2 years or a year to hike once and hike again. They're not going to start hiking every meeting. So once you get that out of the way, get the reaction, the pound drops, you know, it's worthy looking at for a long to get back on the trend it's in now.
But it seems it looks as though the Fed only really want to raise rates if it's a matter of their credibility, not actually a matter of the economy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had Brainard last night, you know, Arch Dove, and she's saying, you know, she's not going to raise rates on a whim, you know, on expectations that things will get better, that inflation may rise. She wants to see it rising. She wants to see the economy better before she plumps for a hike. So there's a lot of discussion to have, you know, and for us sitting here watching it, all it creates is more volatility. So,
right, and just finally, the other thing is just we had the emergency move from Mr. Carney last month. Doesn't look as though it was really needed.
No.
Could that be flipped around and then that would flip up the
Yeah, I mean, standing? I think that's part of the expectation, because as you can see, where we bottomed out was just around, you know, when they made that announcement. Now, we said before they made that announcement, you know, they're going to have to do something. They can't talk about it and not, they either seem to be doing something or they sit on their hands. They've got to be seen to act it. And so they acted against my better judgment, I believe against your better judgment. But they acted, but now...
Against Carney's better judgment.
Yeah. But we've seen that the price speaks for itself. We had that low after they acted and now we're 300, 400 pips higher. You know, so, and the market's now seen the data bounce back, and now they're thinking, well, perhaps they're not going to cut again. They don't need to cut again.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look like it's
going
to happen.
As we said, that, you know, those few weeks ago, Carney will take the plaudits by saying we acted, and that's why things are steadier. Win-win.
Right. Well, on that note, Ryan Littleston, Director and Trading Analyst for Forex Live, thank you very much for coming
thank
in
you.
Today.